The Meiri raises the question, or draws the conclusion, because the Gemara has rejected the possibility of starting the case on Friday, because you can't conclude it and execute the person on Shabbos, and you can't postpone it to Sunday. Thus, the deduction is that you can definitely start a case on Thursday. Either conclude it on Thursday, and if you can't, so you conclude it on Friday and execute him on Friday. Doesn't have any problem with that. That's what he says. You learn from this that if they deliberated on Thursday, and they concluded to his guilt on that day, and then they did the halanas adin, the leil shishi on the Friday, night of Friday, horginoso b'shishi, they kill him on Friday. The yesh cholkim. Then he says, they just mentioned that the yesh cholkim over here. It's a little bit unclear, because the footnote mentions lo matzasi b'rishonim. However, in he found in a sefer where they bring down shitos she'asa lodom b'chamishi. So he did, the footnote here is mentioning that he had found shitos that say that it's usher to judge on Thursday. V'tamam shema, it is not clear, he's not sure what the reason is, because it's from the Mishnah and then the discussion of the Gemara, doesn't seem to be any problem. It's only a problem on Friday. So he says, he suggests a reason. Shema, perhaps, Mishum she'asa lodon b'Erev Shabbos. Because it's usher to judge on Erev Shabbos. Ve'en yoshvim b'Erev Shabbos, ligmar dino shel zeh lahargo. And you don't sit on Erev Shabbos to be gomer the din and to kill him. He's suggesting that. He's right. Aval kasha, diim kain, listen, ve'en donim behei b'Shabbos. So, that shita that you can't start a case on Thursday is very problematical, because then it should have been mentioned. The clear implication is that it's only because of Shabbos. So therefore, it's only Erev Shabbos. V'chein l'marato, back to the Meiri, she'afal pi she'haregas bezdin ein adocha Shabbos. We learn from this that even though the execution, that bezdin's executing someone is not docha Shabbos, gemar din miha, he docha Shabbos. The Gemara Din is Docha Shabbos. Ilu hoya makom ligmar sadin. Theoretically, if there were a makom, in other words, there is no makom. But he's saying that's not the problem. That there wouldn't be a problem, a contradiction between having a Gemara Din and Shabbos. Elishain roi lano sestino. The only problem is you can't be ma'ana sadin. But the Gemara Din per se is okay. B'talmud Amarav amru she'asur lodon dini mamanus b'arav Shabbos. Now, in the Yerushalmi, they said you can't do Dine Mamonis Be'er Shabbos. That's something else. It would appear from what we learned that shouldn't be a problem. That it's only to the contrary. From the fact that the issue was an issue of Ma'an as Dino, it appears that's only in Dine Nefashos. And Dine Mamonis seemed to be fine. What's the problem? V'ikshami Mishnah Zu. And they raised the question from our Mishnah. She'yiroa mimena dafka b'dine nefashos. It appears from our mission that it's only a problem in Dina Nefashos. Aval b'dina mamonis mutter. V'tirtzu, when they gave the answer, kan lahalacha, kan l'divrei Torah. What does that mean? Kolomar, shemin ha-Torah done in Dina mamonis b'Erev Shabbos. That is to say that there's the theoretical, if you will, there's the theoretical, and then there's the practical. That our Mishnah is only discussing it from the standpoint of Torah per se. From the standpoint of Torah per se, no problem. There's no biblical problem, the Oraisa problem, in Dine Mamonis and Erev Shabbos. But there is in terms of Dine Nefashos, because of the issue of Ma'anas Dino. However, La'alacha is something else. La'alacha means mid Rabbanans, practicality. That is to say, min haTorah done in Dina Mamonis b'Erev Shabbos. With the Raisa, there's no problem. Avol, with the Raisa from Aser, with Nekvod HaShabbos. But as far as Divrei Sofrim is concerned, they asked it because of Kvod HaShabbos. Which, what's the Kvod HaShabbos over here? The Kvod HaShabbos is that Friday, it's not just Friday. I mean, Erev Shabbos is a status. It means that it has a halachic purpose, which is to be involved in Kvod Shabbos. The Kvod HaShabbos doesn't begin necessarily on Shabbos itself. Kvod HaShabbos begins before Shabbos. So therefore, there's many halachas pertaining to what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, having a big seuda, being kovei a big seuda, or doing malacha in the afternoon when you get closer to Shabbos, because all these things will distract you from preparing for the Shabbos. So part of the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos is prior to the Shabbos, the anticipation of the Shabbos itself. Erev Shabbos is very important. And that's why a person should take cognizance and do certain things. Everybody should be involved in doing certain things personally. Even though the Rambam says, even though he has servants and they could prepare everything for him, but all the Gedolim of the Gemara were always involved in doing something specifically for Kvod Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, preparing the table, food, whatever. Umikan cholak misha cholak shelo laharog b'Erev Shabbos. Ah, you see? So now we have an understanding of what he's saying. That is to say that he stated that you can begin the case on Thursday, conclude it on Friday, and execute on Friday. But then he said, V'yesh cholkim. Others disagree. And it wasn't clear to us what's the basis for the disagreement. Then, however, when he discussed the issue in the Yerushalmi about Dine Mominus, on Erev Shabbos, and it emerged that even though Midyaraisa there's no inherent problem, but Midyarabanan, it's prohibited because of Kavod Shabbos, because it would interfere with Kavod Shabbos. So he says that Mikan Cholak Misha Cholak Shalag Erev Shabbos. This is the, would seem to be, the basis of those who asserted that you would not execute. That you would not execute on Erev Shabbos. Just to sum up, it seems that there is a machlokas. And that is that from the Yerushalmi, it emerges that midrabanan, dine mominus, cannot be conducted on Erev Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. So now the question is, on the basis of that idea, do we have to apply that principle to Dine Nefashos as well? That even though Midyaraisa, you could do Dine Nefashos on Thursday and conclude on Friday, because you can execute him on Friday, but now the question is, once you have this Gezerim, Midravanan, not to have Dine Mominus. Now it says, Dine Mominus on Friday because of Kavod Shabbos. So, I mean, just to sum it up, I'm not giving the theory behind the difference. The question is that simply relating to Dine Mominus? Or would it include Dine Nefashos as well? That is to say, once you, if you say that it's just a halacha that they Midrabanan, they proscribe the Besdin. It's halacha Besdin, that Besdin doesn't meet on Friday. That goes in terms of specific formulation of the Gzera. If the Gzera was simply halacha and Dine Mominus, which it could very well be, so then we're left with Din Torah. The Din Torah would be that you can have a Dine and the Nefashos on Thursday. Or it's a Din per se. If you say it's din per se, so then, and you're basing yourself on the Yerushalmi, because you have a big problem over here. The Mishnah over here doesn't mention anything about the Erev Shabbos. That's what he says in the first place. That's the objection. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about that. It mentions only starting it on Friday. But if you base yourself on the Yerushalmi, that the Kan la Halacha, Kan la Divrei Torah, so then you could you can get around that, and you could say that that it's possible that once the Rabbanon decreed that there's a conflict between din between Beis Din having din on Erev Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos, so then you could say it's halach in Beis Din per se. It's not just din. Is it halach in Dinim Aminus or is halach in Kvias Beis Din? That's the way it's formulated. Okay, fine. But that just that doesn't really concern us. What we have to do is to return to this question that's been raised. It seems to be a logical question. And I don't know that any of the Rishonim posed this question. We've just discussed the question of starting on Thursday from the standpoint of concluding on Friday and having the execution on Friday, but purely from a very technical standpoint of whether it's included in a Gzeirah Midrabanan because of Kavod Shabbos. Having mentioned that, however, doesn't this lead us to a bigger question? Because it would seem from the din that we've been studying, that you can't start on Friday because you have to postpone. And you can't postpone to Sunday because of Minchi Luhu Tamayu, because they will blur, the reasoning, the memory will be blurred, and they won't remember exactly what they said. Okay. So therefore, you can't start on Friday. So you can start on Thursday. Whatever, maybe you're right, you can start on Thursday. But don't we have another problem? Because that would make sense only if we assume that all cases are concluded in two days, one day or 2 days. One day for acquittal, 2 days for conviction. Is that it? Isn't it possible that it'll continue more? We've already learned that, haven't we? We've already learned that. If you remember, when we went into the whole area of Melamed Schos Chos or Melamed Chov, right? So the Gemara brought down the Mishnah that the Sofrei HaDayanim, the scribes, the court scribes, have to write down the time of the Mezakin and the time of the Mechayvin. What was the reason that was given for writing down the time of the Mechayvin? Yeah, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Daled, with regard to the whole issue of whether the Melamed Schos can be Chos or Melamed Chov, he can't do it at the time of Masa Matan, but the question is, could he do it at the time of Gemara Din? So the Gemara brought down the Mishnah of Shnei Sofer HaDayanin, that the two scribes record the opinions, and they write down the Divrei HaMazaken, not just the position, but the reasoning behind it, and the Divrei HaMechayvim. So the Gemara says, Bishlam with Divrei HaMechayvim. I understand that you have to write down the reasoning of the Mechayvim. Why? L'mocha chazu ta'am acharina. Because tomorrow they could discover a different reason. Uvo l'mevat halanas din. And that would cause you to have to declare halanas din. What does that mean specifically? So take a look at Rashi. Bishlam with Divrei HaMechayvim. Boy lemichtav biyom rishon. I understand why on day one you've got to write down the reason of the mechayvim. V'yafagav the matzil meheder, because everybody agrees that the melamed chov is chozer or melamed chos. If he gives up his position and he wants to switch towards chos, that's fine, that's permitted, because as we said, v'yitzilu, the objective is to be able to acquit him. The Be'inon Leida L'Mochar HaTamim, because the reason why you write down the Tamim is because tomorrow we need to know not just what his position is. That is to say, that even if he remains a Melamed Chov, but on day two we have to know why. You have to tell us what your conclusion is, what your verdict is. Chov, it's Chov, but why? What's the reason? Why do I need to know the reason on day two? Mishum de ihadar bay chad minayu mitamakama. Because if one of these malam dechov were to retract in terms of the reason, but he still that is to say, he's still malam dechov, he still believes that he's guilty, he still convicts, but not because the reason I gave yesterday I realized was flawed and I rethought it and I have a different reason, but my conclusion is the same. Now, umachayev leila mocham itam acharina, but if on day two he still finds him guilty from a different reason. Boy, lemehedar, oh, umevad halonas din, betama basra, ula yachzer bahalayla. That was it. We discussed that. The whole it's a chiddush in the whole concept of halonas din. It's not just a matter that they need 2 days to convict, but it's more specific. It is to say that you can't be gomer. You can't be gomer the din. You can't be gomer atam l'chov unless it has been subjected to the process of halona. So that would apply to each particular chefza shel psak of chov. So this is a new chefza. That is to say that if he changed his reason, even though the conclusion is the same, if he changed his reason, he's now offering up a new psak of chov. And you can't be gomer that. The halach of being gomer it demands that you have to have a halana. Well, if that's the case, what Rashi is saying is actually, the Gemara, but Rashi is giving the explanation that you could have another halana. You could have two halanos. That is to say that you could have day one, and he's found that the majority are for conviction, so you do a halana. But on day two, it turns out that the positions are still lined up against them, but they've shifted. There's been a shifting. New reasons have been adduced. Ah, so you can't be going with the din, because this is a new psak. The reason is the essence of the psak. This is a new psak. So what are you going to do? You're going to go now to day three. You can be mauling us a din to day three. Mm-hmm. So that clearly shows that there's no guarantee that the trial is going to be concluded in 2 days. And of course, once you have this principle, that it can go on, theoretically, it can go on even longer. If that's the case, one can ask the question, so you're saying you can't do it on, you can't start the case on Thursday. I'm sorry, on Friday. But you can't start it on Thursday. Midyareis, I mean, forget about it. We're not interested now in the practical. But isn't it possible that it's going to carry over until Sunday? Why? You start on Thursday, and there's no acquittal. It's majority for conviction. Do halana, and continue on Friday. Right? Continue on Friday. And what happens on Friday is that there's new tamim for chov. So you still have the majority for conviction, but there are new tamim, and therefore they require halana. So when are you going to do it? When are you going to go to? You're going to have the same problem now. What difference does it make? You're going to have the same problem you had in the whole discussion. Is if you started on for now, it's like you started on Friday, because when are you going to do the halana? To Shabbos? And what? And conclude on Shabbos? You can't conclude on Shabbos. Of course. You can't execute him on Shabbos, and you can't postpone because of eating din, and so on and so forth. So inevitably, you're going to wind up postponing, I assume, until Sunday, and how can you do it? Minshilu tamayu. So that's it. That would seem to be a problem on Thursday. And of course, if you're going to take it, if you want to take it to its logical conclusion, so then you could theoretically say the same thing could happen on Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday. And if that is the case, so then you can't have a trial at all. You can never have din nefashos, if that's the case. Okay, but let's not ask such a powerful question that you'll never have it. Let's just stick to the simple case of Thursday. Because once you get the idea, you know, let's just focus on Thursday. It's clear we've already seen that a case can have two halonos, which means a 3-day case, that's for sure. And therefore, how can you start on Thursday? Okay? The reason why I had, as I mentioned before, you don't have to ask about Wednesday, isn't that because one can say that those things aren't that shchiach or whatever. So we're not concerned. But this is definitely, this has to be considered shchiach. I don't mean shchiach that it happens all the time. This has to be something that's of significant concern, because that's why, according to the Ritz, that's why you write down Tama Mechayim. Okay. Again, I just mentioned the case because it's in the Gemara. And you see clearly that, halachically speaking, it would have to be postponed. However, now that we've mentioned that, truth is there's really no need for this kind of a proof, because there is no real limitation as to how long a case can go. That is to say, the Gemara, in saying that you can conclude on that day, l'schus, is laying down the minimal. What's the minimal? Minimalistically speaking, it doesn't have to go more than a day, l'schus. Minimalistically speaking, it has to go at least 2 days, l'cho. But no one is saying that in any case. We're not telling you a time limit. Is there a time limit on a case? Let's say it's a complicated case. And we have 23 day on them, and each person expresses his opinion, and they have masa matan, and they're not ready. They want to do more masa matan. And no one's saying you got to decide right now. The only limiting factor that we've learned about in terms of governing how long you can take and so on and so forth would be unnecessary delays. That's where the Rambam talks about being ma'anes adin. If you know what the result is, you can't afflict people by just going on and on endlessly or needlessly. But that was needless postponement. But if it's necessary, so we don't know how long the trial is going to take. You don't know. There's going to be deliberation. So even without that, don't we have to consider that possibility? That starting a case on Thursday, even without these double halanos, could carry over the weekend. We're just limiting ourselves to a simple case. We have definitely seen that there is a phenomenon of a 3-day trial. And the question would be, if so, if that's the case, must we now say that you can't start on Thursday? Or is there a problem starting on Thursday? What's going to happen? What do you do if you start on Thursday? So you have Thursday, then halana until Friday. And then you have to have a new time for chov, and you have to do another halana, so you do halana until Sunday. What happens? Or is that a problem? The answer to this question forces us to revise, in a certain manner, our understanding of Minchi Lehu Tamayu. And we said that there's a problem in terms of the Hemshech, in terms of the continuity of the case. Now, at first glance, if you don't have any other issues that force you to say otherwise, so you could say, that's it. Breaks up the case. What you're doing on Sunday has no continuity, no connection to what you did on Friday. If you're going to take that approach, so that's going to lead you to the logical question. If you're going to say that inherently it's a psul, it's a mafkia of the continuity of the case, and therefore it breaks it up into two separate cases, which can't be done. It's just it negates the case. It negates the chefta shel din. If that's the way you're going to look at it, so then this question is a good question. So then you can always have that problem. You can always have that problem. Even if you start on Thursday, I mean, that wouldn't say you can't start on Thursday. That you couldn't deduce from that you couldn't start on Thursday. Because you could start on Thursday and hope for the best, but then what's going to happen when it doesn't work out that way? So then every case that starts on Thursday that would require another halana, does that mean that it's it? Case is over because you can't be? No. It wasn't saying that if it should come to that, clearly, Minchi Lehu Tamayu is whatever the effect it has is not saying that if it actually does, if you stop on Friday and proceed again on Sunday, it's considered one case, because that's the way it worked out. It's a continuity. It's not an inherently mafkia, the entity. It's not. So what was the issue? The psul of Minchi Lehu Tamayu, of that delay, is not a psul in the actual chefza per se, but it's a din in the kfias. It's a defect in the kfias. That the kfias, to begin with, has to be done in a manner which lends itself to completion without this breach of Minchi Lehu Tamayu. It's purely a din in the kfias. And that's why it can't be done. You can't have a kfias which by its very nature, that's a psul in the kfias. The kfias of Bethan has to be under the optimum conditions which would lend themselves to a conclusion which would not incur the problem of the delay, of this delay. So therefore, it'll work out as follows. is this delay, post facto, so to speak, once you have it, is this delay such that it uproots the case? Is that, that's how we were learning. We were learning that the delay is a post-sale in the very process of the din itself. Is it a problem in the very process? If that's the case, then the question is good. What do you do? The answer is no, it's not a problem in the very process. It doesn't destroy the phenomenon itself. But in terms of the qualifications, in terms of the conditions for making a kvius, you can't make a kvius which by its very nature incorporates this defect. If this defect should occur because of other factors outside of my control, so it's a defect. It's not a job, obviously. It's not perfect. It's not optimum. You have many things like that. They're in many processes or in appointing individuals, whatever, that, for example, let's say one of the qualifications for certain, I'm just making whatever comes to mind, you know, illustrations. A person can't wear glasses in a certain profession because we want it to be a pilot, let's say. He's a pilot, so he can't get the job. We won't appoint him if he needs glasses. They'll say, but I see this guy flying and he's wearing glasses. He's a pilot, he's a licensed pilot. I say, yeah, because when he became a pilot, he had good eyesight, 20/20, and didn't need glasses. It's just that over the years, his eyesight got weaker. So you say, what's a contradiction? I say, no. There's different requirements for appointing somebody to l'chatchila. Once he already achieved that status and he's a pilot, the fact that he no longer can measure up to those conditions which were necessary to begin with is not a posel. It's not a posel. It's just a din in the appointment. You have many cases like that. I'm just using it for a rough illustration. I'd love to do it, you know, this case. I'm trying to show you that there is a difference. There is a difference in terms of the standards that would be required in terms of l'chatchila and designation and establishment, as opposed to post facto. Once it's already been established and it's in existence, so then even though it's not performing up to the level which would be demanded for the original, doesn't destroy it. We never made the point that minchi lehu tamayu, that delay, which creates a problem in terms of the hemshech, because they remove their energy and they don't remember that well and so forth. We never said that that's an absolute posel, but we never had to make that decision. Now it's clear to us that it's a defect in terms of the kviyas ha-din, that you cannot be kviyas ha-din in a manner which is inherently going to lead to this. So that's a psul in the kviyas. But once the kviyas was done appropriately, So then, if it leads to it, if the circumstances are such that comes Friday and you can't conclude and you postpone till Sunday, so fine. It's going to be considered one process of din. Not ideal, so it's not ideal. The phenomena of the process of the din itself produces this result. Simple case comes to mind to show you that there is a difference. Let's look for proofs in the arena that we're involved in. Just in this whole issue of kviyas ha-din and actual conduct of the din. Process. Kviyas versus process. We've already learned in the Mishnah a simple case which shows us that the two different ideas. By dinei mamonos, for example, the question is, can you do dinei mamonos balayla? Well, the answer is, it depends. That is, maschilin bayom v'gomrin balayla. Gomer means you can actually conduct the din. The conduct of the din can be balayla, but you can't be kaveh. Oh, so you see that there are different conditions which determine kviyas ha-din. Kviyas ha-din is only biyom. But once you're kaveh biyom, you can continue balayla. So you see that there are different standards that apply to the kviyas. According to what we're saying, it doesn't possible the case, this delay. This delay is not a post-sale in terms of the case, it's just a problem in terms of the kviyas. It does leave open the possibility, let's say they went ahead and did it anyways on Friday, but they didn't know, they didn't realize, and they were koveya. And they continued on Sunday, one can raise, there's two possibilities. One is that since the kvias wasn't a good kvias, the whole thing is out the window. One could say that no, that it's a psalm of kvias, but the case is the case. I don't know.
Yeah.